The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Murphy's Auto Care.
You're listening to an encore presentation of an Ask the Expert show on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard.
This is WHIO meteorologist, Kirstie Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Take it easy. And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Auto Talk. I'm Dave Murphy, and I am here to talk to you today. Actually, for about 30 minutes, we do have a short show today, but I'm here as your host of Auto Talk each and every Saturday, along with my wife, Jan. We're the owners of Murphy's Auto Care out in Beaver Creek. I've been an ASE Master Certified Technician now for over 40 years. At our company, Murphy's Auto Care, we service all makes and models. We're open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and we're here to service you and your family's vehicle service needs each and every day. We have an amazing staff. Brian is out there with Matt and Scott, and they're wrapping the day up here on our Saturday, and I was just there a little earlier, and they were really very busy, obviously, but taking great care of folks. So I just wanted to kind of pitch that out to you. So, all right, now, if you need to get a hold of us at Murphy's Auto Care, it's easy. We're at 426-AUTO. That's right, 426-AUTO on the phone, if you're going old school and you're going to use the phone. Or you can always contact us at murphysautocare.com. to request an appointment or to learn more about us or just learn more about your car. I do a lot of blogging on our website as well as on our Facebook page, and try to post information each week from what we see in the shop, answering questions from listeners from Auto Talk. So there's a lot of information there if you're ever curious about it. And last but not least, you can always just reach out to me personally at dave@murphysautocare.com. I'll respond to you with an email that way. But those are all the ways to reach us at Murphy's Auto Care. And we're glad you're here today rolling along with us. Like I said, short show. UD's playing Valparaiso here in about an hour or so. But we're here for you. So if you want to talk to us about anything to do with your car, your truck, whatever's got wheels and an engine in it, give us a call right now. The number's 457-1290 at 457-1290. We're here. I'm going to talk to you, answer your questions, do my best to get you good answers, and help you get those things that you might be worried about with your vehicle taken care of. And by the way, nothing is off the table here. You know, whether it's a check engine light, whether it's a noise maybe from your vehicle that you haven't heard before, maybe you've got a vibration going on, you know, whenever in the vehicle when you start it, or maybe it's hard to start. Whatever is going on with that vehicle, happy to talk to you about it. Perhaps even you're thinking about trading or selling that one or getting another vehicle, and we're happy to chat with you about it. So always here for you, whether we're here on Auto Talk or whether it's at Murphy's Auto Care. So super simple to reach us. The show, by the way, is always about keeping your vehicle safe and dependable. And we're always going to err on that side because we want to see people's cars stay that way. We know that's how it actually saves you money in the long run with your car. And we're happy to help you. So just like I said, feel free to reach out to us on the phone numbers I mentioned or on our website. Or you can follow us also on our Facebook page, which is Murphy's Auto Care. It's real simple, and you'll probably find some pretty cool videos there too. So at any rate, that's what we're about. I do want to take a minute. I just want to say thanks, first of all. This week, we had quite a few folks that are longtime Auto Talk listeners. They were in the shop. I want to say hi to Nancy and Dave, to Karen, to Mike, and Joan, and Dottie. And thank you all. We just appreciate that when you stop by, either have a service your car or just stop by to say hi. It's always very, very pleasant, so we appreciate that. So one of the things that we've been very, very blessed with at Murphy's Auto Care is our business is growing. And I got to say, you know, many, many businesses are, but I'm just going to throw it out here to our listeners. You know, we're looking for great staff. We're looking for more automotive service technicians and also customer contact personnel. So if you have impeccable references, if you're very gifted at what you do, and if you live by the principle that you'll never put money ahead of people, then we would love to personally speak to you. So you can give us a call at Murphy's Auto Care at 426-2886, or you can email me directly at dave@murphysautocare. So I just wanted to reach out and ask people, because, you know, there's a lot of great folks out there working in jobs already, and there's, of course, a lot of folks looking for work too. But it's a great time to be in business, and we want to reach out and see if there's anybody out there looking. Okay. All right. You know, this is October. It's a busy, busy month for us at Murphy's Auto Care. A couple things I just want to throw out real quick. If your vehicle is in need of brakes, if someone's talked to you about brakes, if your brakes are making noise or vibrating, getting a shudder or a judder when you apply the brakes, give us a call. We've got a tremendous fundraiser going on this week. It's called Brakes, or this month, I should say, through October. It's called Brakes for Breasts. And any brake service that we do, you get free brake pads or brake shoes if your vehicle still has brake shoes on it in that process. And what we're doing is we're donating 10% of all of the proceeds from our brake services to the Cleveland Clinic's Breast Cancer Vaccine Foundation. And all 100% of these donations go directly to the development of this vaccine that's been produced. All you have to do if you want to find out more about it is just go to the Cleveland Clinic's website, search for the breast cancer vaccine, and it'll tell you all about it. It's something that we're very behind at our company. This is the fourth year we've supported it, and it's been a tremendous, we've seen just a tremendous outreach from the community to help, and not to mention it also saves you money on brake service on your car, and it helps a great, great fundraiser. So I want to take a second and throw that out. So, all right, great. Well, we've got some callers. I'm going to go to the line here right now. Looks like we're going to go to Jay. Jay, how you doing out there?
Doing real good today, thank you.
Hey, thanks for jumping on quick. You know, it's a short show, so we want to make sure we're talking to people. How can we help you today?
Well, I have a 2008 Honda CR-V that's pushing 150,000 miles on it.
Okay.
Have problems with the fuel injector, hesitation, and the codes come up as it's a lean bank. But was wondering, as I go in for my 150,000, you know, tune-up and stuff, is it better just to have those fuel injectors cleaned or just outright replace them? I noticed they recommend at like 80,000 they could be replaced, but they've been lasting me this long.
Right. Well, you know, that's a great, great question. So you're going in for your 150K service, 150,000-mile service here shortly. First thing you're going to do is you want to share with them, you know, wherever you take it, and talk to them about it, have them pull that information, and then they're going to probably put their scanner on it, go for a drive, and see what's really happening. You may not really have a fuel injector problem. Lean code will show up, and sometimes, I don't know how you research that, but it can point back to, yeah, to a fuel injector issue or a group of fuel injectors that are failing, but there can also be other issues. There could be vacuum leaks causing intake leaks, things like that that'll cause, you know, the lean misfires or lean codes. So, you're on the right track. Get it in, and if they recommend having them cleaned, certainly because of the mileage and time on the vehicle, I'd highly recommend it. We use BG products at our shop, and we have the ability to clean those. It's a 2008, so it's probably not a direct injected vehicle. It's probably still a port injected vehicle, would be my guess. So it's not going to cost you a lot of money, but it's certainly the right course of action to have them cleaned. And hopefully they'll be able to determine what's really the root cause of that code and you're getting. Are you having a misfire? Is the engine running smoothly, or how's it feel?
No, it's running horribly.
Oh, it is.
In fact,
oh.
If I go to an idle, it'll sometimes kick itself off, and you'll like come to a stop at like a stoplight, it'll just surge and hesitate. And
Gotcha. Well, when are you planning to get the vehicle in? Soon, I hope?
Probably as soon as I figure out everything I wanted to have done, because I kind of probably skipped my 100,000 service more than I probably should have.
You know, that's okay. You know, it's, at least you're getting in now. So, and this is what typically happens, you know, when regular maintenance maybe gets missed a little bit, then you start, some of these things kind of crop up, but that's not a big deal. Get it in now before, you know, gets too serious. You know, we certainly can take care of that for you and perform those services depending on where you are in town. Or if you're happy with your service provider, that's great, but definitely get it in. And I hope that helps you.
All right. Well, thank you very much then.
Thanks, Jay. Have a great weekend. Appreciate your call.
Okay.
Good deal.
Uh-huh.
All right, great call from Jay. I appreciate that. You know, again, back to basic maintenance. He's talking there that, you know, he's probably not gotten it all done up to this point in time, but at least he's going to get it in. And the 150,000 mile service is a big maintenance mark for any vehicle. But that vehicle, you know, once those things are rectified and once the maintenance is caught up on it, will easily go twice the mileage. He said he was about 100, coming up on 150, so that vehicle will easily go to 300,000 miles if it's well-maintained. And I want to talk about that because we have been talking about on the show, oh gosh, over the last couple of weeks, about something that's very new, exciting, and exclusive that we have added to our business, and it's called MicroLab. And MicroLab allows us to do on-the-spot oil fluid analysis. And so this week we had the equipment installed. We've had 3 days under our belt now of running multiple tests on vehicles, whether it's the engine, the transmission, differential fluids. But what we're finding is a confirmation, especially when we talk about oil analysis. What we're finding is that changing the oil regularly is the key to the survival of a long life for an engine in your vehicle, as well as a transmission. And if you want to see some of these results, check out our website, check out our Facebook page. We're starting to post this weekend some of the results. It's amazing the amount of information that this test can glean and give you confidence about the vehicle you currently drive, or perhaps let you know what you're going to be facing very shortly, because we're the fourth location in the United States to have this lab in operation. And we're very, very excited about that. So it's kind of exclusive here in this area, actually for the state of Ohio. But if you've ever had any concerns, doubts, thoughts about, you know, should you consider getting rid of the vehicle you have, or is it worth investing in, or perhaps you're considering a pre-purchase inspection, which I hope you are if you're going to buy another vehicle, especially a used vehicle, obviously, give us a call. We can run these evaluations for you in very short order, 30 minutes or less. We pull the samples. It's very economical. And once you realize the data that is gleaned from that and the information, it's a tremendous amount of peace of mind, one, that the vehicle is in better shape than perhaps you think, because it's just an amazing test. So give us a call, 426-2886 or 426-AUTO. Talk to us about the MicroLab oil evaluation analysis process. We'd be happy to help you with that and give you a tremendous amount of peace of mind and insight into the true health of your vehicle's main components. It's really the equivalent of a blood test type baseline test for your body. So give us a call. We just want to help you with that. And you can, of course, can watch it on our website as well. Hey, I got to run to a quick break. You're listening to us live today on Auto Talk. I'm Dave Murphy here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. I will be right back.
Dayton and Springfield station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic, and our Ask the Expert weekends. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Did you ever wonder how your car feels after an accident?
Oh, my aching fenders.
Does it have a vision problem?
My right headlight is broken.
And maybe it has a pain in its side.
My driver's door has a really big dent.
Your car and your wallet both need Waltz Auto Parts. Waltz carries thousands of parts for vehicles from 97 to 2017. You'll find engines, transmissions, and auto body parts, as well as new and used glass and mirrors. Most parts come from low mileage vehicles, and all parts come with the peace of mind of Waltz warranty. All this from a company that's been family owned and building trust with customers since 1936. You'll save up to 70% compared to new parts prices.
70%? Wow! You'll be able to afford some hot new fuzzy dice to hang from my rearview mirror.
Right. Waltz Auto Parts, 1.5 miles south of I-70 on Route 68. Just take exit 52A and go toward Xenia. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Check out their inventory of parts at www.waltzauto.com.
Hi, I'm Dave from Murphy's Auto Care and your host of Auto Talk. I'd like to talk to you about donating your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction GEM Project. Murphy's Auto Care and Toma Body Shop have teamed up to restore 3 vehicles donated to the Goodwill Auto Auction this year. Your donation funds over 40 programs helping more than 20,000 Miami Valley residents become independent. It's also a great tax deduction, and one call is all it takes. To donate, call 228-2886 or go online to goodwilldaytonauto.com.
Now at Menards, save big money in your next project with 11% off everything. Dakota shelving is the ideal shelving for bedrooms, living rooms, and kitchens. 11¾-inch deep by 8-foot long square edge shelves are available in 6 finishes. Right now, only $8.89 each after sale price and 11% off. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through October 20th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money.
You never know what you'll find at Home to Home, brand new and consigned. Inventory is constantly changing in our huge new showroom. Do you have gently used furniture to sell? Consign it with Home to Home and we'll sell it all, guaranteed. It's safe and easy. We'll even pick it up. Visit HomeToHomeDayton.com to see our stuff and learn about consigning with us. We're in Cross Point Shopping Center off 675.
Home to Home.
open 7 days a week.
It's time to get your pumpkin on at Frisch's Big Boy. Come on in for that delicious hometown favorite pumpkin pie you crave. How about our new smooth and creamy pumpkin cheesecake? It's so good. Or maybe you're wanting to dive into that colossal one-of-a-kind taste of our pumpkin spice caramel cake. All of these incredible pumpkin dessert favorites are handmade from scratch with care. Favorites like these can only be found at Frisch's Big Boy. So you better hurry in and get your pumpkin on, because these great pumpkins won't last forever.
Could you retire sooner than you think and with greater financial security? Hello, I'm David Gaylor, president of Tradewinds Financial Group. I'm also the author of Income Allocation. You will learn strategies to create a dependable, sustainable, and predictable income stream for your retirement. You'll also learn critical information about the two risks you must manage for a successful retirement. Learn more about these strategies and give Tradewinds Financial Group a call. 800-385-0437. That's 800-385-0437.
My Powerball ritual? Play in license plate numbers and my boss's golf score. When Powerball is up to $430 million, there's no better time to nail that lucky number and play the odds your way. Powerball, it's up to $430 million. Play today.
Powerball lottery cards are here. Buy your card at the store, get the numbers on your phone, and we'll text you if you win. Learn more at OhioLottery.com.
Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Please play responsibly.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin for Integrity Water Solutions in my Kinetico system. My Kinetico softener I've had for over 10 years. It's still working great. And since it doesn't regenerate in the middle of the night, I always have soft water for my shower no matter how early I wake up. We've also got the Kinetico drinking water system. You know, everything starts with the water, and it's the whole house approach that sets Integrity Water Solutions apart from the rest. Give them a call today at 320-7460. 320-7460, Integrity Water Solutions.
Seeing some sunshine late morning, early afternoon before a cold front comes in. That front's going to bring us some scattered rain showers and some gusty winds. Winds may gust as high as 40 to 50 miles an hour. And because of that, a wind advisory has been issued from 3 p.m. until midnight. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags in the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
You're listening to an encore presentation of an Ask the Expert show on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And welcome back to Auto Talk. I'm Dave Murphy, your host, each and every weekend here along with my amazing wife, Jan, from Murphy's Auto Care out in Beaver Creek. We just want to take a quick second, or I would do. I want to thank our sponsors of Auto Talk each and every week, BG Automotive Products. We've used BG Automotive Products for many years in our business each and every day. Amazing products to keep your vehicle running dependably and lasting basically forever. KOI Auto Parts, we buy parts from them each and every day. They truly are the professional's choice. Buying their parts and using their parts on your vehicles helps us back our three-year, 36,000-mile warranty. I also want to say thanks to Mike's Car Wash each and every day. An amazing place to get your car cleaned, keep it in great condition. They're open daily from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Right now, take advantage of their unlimited sale that's going on through the end of October at all their locations. You can check it out at mikescarwash.com. And don't forget, if you schedule your vehicle at our shop, Murphy's Auto Care, every Wednesday, you're going to get a free ultimate wash just for showing up that day. Last but not least, I want to say thanks to our partner. It's been amazing to work with the Goodwill Easter Seals Miami Valley and the Goodwill Auto Auction. You may have just heard the commercial we were playing about donating your vehicle. If there's any reason you're not going to keep your vehicle or you're ready to upgrade, consider donating it to the Goodwill Easter Seals Miami Valley and Goodwill Auto Auction. It helps those in your community. All right, great. We're going to go right now to the lines. Jenny, thanks for holding on and waiting on us. We appreciate it. How can I help you today?
Well, I'm driving a 2012 Ford Escape, and I was wondering what octane I should put in it. Can I use the lowest grade, or do I need the 89?
Great question, Jenny. So I'm going to refer real quickly. Are you the original owner, and do you have the owner's manual for it?
No.
You do not. Okay, great. So that information can be found at a couple of places. The owner's manual for it would be available also online if you Google that. But I can just tell you can run typically 87 octane in that. Okay, so your lowest grade of fuel will work just
and
fine.
It won't damage the engine.
No, it will not. Now, I do have a question for you. Do you know which engine you have in it?
I don't. I'd
okay.
have to.
Is it
ask
the
somebody?
Do you know? It's a great question. It really is. Is it the? Do you know the trim level? Is it an XLS or?
I'd have to go out and look.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Well, typically that vehicle was built to run on your base grade of octane, which is 87. So
okay.
you don't need to spend more money to buy higher octane grades. It's not beneficial to the engine. That may even be a flex fuel vehicle.
No.
It's not? Okay.
No.
Gotcha. Yeah. Nope. Just go on your happy way. Buy good quality grade brands, I should say, of fuel for it. But you don't need to overspend and buy 89 or anything else. 87's
well,
great.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Well, I appreciate you waiting and joining us on Auto Talk. You have a wonderful weekend, Jenny. Thank you
all
so
right,
much.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Great question, folks. You know, we see this all the time. We see people purchasing fuel for their vehicle. Quite honestly, that's the wrong grade. They still have the mentality out there that your vehicle might benefit from a higher grade of octane, and it won't unless it specifies it in your owner's manual. Another great place to look for the octane, when you open the door for the gas cap, the octane is usually there. Folks, I hate to say it, it's been a really fast half hour. Got to run again. I'm Dave Murphy, along with Jan Murphy, your host of Auto Talk, each and every week, right here on WHIO, AM 1290, and News 95.7. We will be back with you next week live. Have a great and safe weekend and week out there. Bye-bye.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.